There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What the world needs now is positivity. Connecting, relating, and being human together is where it's at. Hi there, Honey German, and I know life happens, but trust, you got this. And State Farm got us. It feels good knowing that State Farm agents are there to help you choose the right coverage with great support 24/7. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela,
which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Diosa FM.
And I am Mala Muñoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network!
Oh my God, like, welcome back to, like, another capítulo of, like, Locatora Radio.
Locatora Radio is, like, a radiophonic novela, which is, like, a really extra way of saying, like,
a podcast. This is, like, the language episode.
A lot of people have, like, commented on, like, our use of the word, like, when we talk.
So, okay, y'all, in all seriousness, we, like, got a comment from someone that, not a listener, not a follower, but just engaged with a reel of ours, a soundbite, and said, "I'm sorry, I can't get past the use of like every two words." And I responded, "Sorry, I, like, can't help it."
To which she said.
And then she said, "Oh, of course you can. You just don't want to because it's become socially acceptable. Same thing with the word irregardless. Now being an acceptable to some word because people kept using it. Speech professors teach how to avoid fillers. I know because I was terrified of public speaking and used to and my way through presentations. I was taught to just stay silent until I found my words." She's telling me to shut the fuck up, basically. She said, "Calladita, bitch."
That's "Calladita te ves más bonita, ho."
Yes, that is literally what she said to me, y'all. And I just said, okay. Because you're not a listener, you're not a follower. And
okay, that is, as she does not follow, she does not listen, but at least her reels are reaching new audiences.
Thank God.
Thank God.
And yeah, that little exchange inspired this episode because, in all seriousness, right, there is a use of the word like for people specifically in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
All races, all nationalities, all ethnicities. Ooh, yeah. We use the word like in we like so to say like. Many ways. We like to say like.
I will say that same episode, even my mother was my mother was like, I'm sick. I'm in bed. I can't move. So I guess I'll listen to your podcast. She like does not listen because she's horrified by just the idea of me saying things. So she goes, so I listened. I finally listened. And you girls have got to stop saying like so much.
Yeah. You know, I think that clip that you used.
I love the clip. I like the clip.
Afterwards, after I read that comment, I said to myself, what is this bitch talking about? So I listened, and yes, there was a lot of use of the word like on my end. And
did you
I read
how many?
No.
How many have you said like?
I didn't. But it was a lot where I thought, okay, yeah, if you're listening to this for the first time, in all of the episode, it probably wasn't terrible. In this little clip, yeah, it's pretty bad. I'll admit it. It is pretty bad, okay?
It is pretty bad.
But I'm okay with it because I know that I can speak well. However, my bone to pick is with you, Mala, because you made the clip. So thanks a lot.
I chose the edit.
She did choose the edit. But no, yes, here's the thing.
I don't even hear the like.
That's hilarious.
I don't even hear the that like. The like is silent.
Hilarious to me. Like because... silent. It is just so embedded in our vocabulary that we don't even notice when we're using it. I don't
even notice it. Like I'm listening mm-hmm. to the episode and I get to that portion and I'm all, this is a great little tidbit that she's sharing here. This right. is a great piece of info.
It was.
That really gives the listener context as to the conversation we're having in the episode. Let me cut and post. So girl, I listen to you for what you're saying. I'm listening to you for your meaning and your deeper words.
Mala is not listening for linguistic aspects, okay, professor? No, but really, I think that there's something to, we'll get into like the actual word like in a little bit, but I think that there's something to, for us, you know, we're not scripted. We have an outline, we have notes. But this episode is not a line by line. We're not reading a script, you know? And no. So.
This is improv, baby.
This is improv. A lot of it. Not all of it. Like we have a yeah. really solid structure. We do our research, y'all.
Yes.
But
yes.
What you hear is a lot of just Mala and I, you know, vibing and reacting mm-hmm. to each other's energy and our words. We're having a conversation, like, you
God
know?
Damn it.
And so I think that when you go off script, at least for me, right, when we go off the rails a little bit, as we do, I'm gathering my thoughts. And yeah, maybe that is me saying like. That is me saying like a bunch of times. And I think that that's okay because yeah. I'm processing out loud with y'all. Am I giving a presentation at a university? No, I'm talking to y'all, my listeners. And what I did appreciate, one of our OG listeners, Kim, she commented, LA girlies and their inability to speak without using like as a comfort mechanism. Appreciate the representation, honestly. And shout out, querida Kimmy. She's been rocking with us for years and years and years. And so I know that she saw that comment and was like, let me go defend my girls right now. And she did. God. And it's true because I think there's a lot of us that use like, and not just girls. Like Mala, you were referencing a TikTok that you saw of this like Latino using the word like incessantly.
Here's my deal. Because people associate the way that we talk. We've been told, like, some fucking Chicano commented. Yeah, I said it. Some fucking Chicano commented on our Instagram a while ago.
We were on an Instagram live. We were on an Instagram live during the pandemic. We had our weekly, like, Oye Locas live segment. Yeah. And this man commented. He thought, I know this man was old. He thought. That he was responding. I guess someone sent him the live so that he could watch it because they thought that he would enjoy it. Well, surprise, he didn't. Because he responded, thinking he was responding privately, he responded in the live comment section saying, why do I want to see this? These are just fake Chicanas that sound like white girls. Yeah. And let me just tell you. After Mala's cackle.
Go ahead.
Let me just tell you that the way that men, and in this case is women, right, just want to pick apart the way women speak, dude, whether it be pitch, whether it be the use of word like. And this is not just us. Like, there are women podcasters that get negative comments on Apple Podcasts simply for their tone, simply for the way they speak, you know? And this just incessant standard, this impossible standard that women are held to for the way we speak. Like, literally, this girl told me to shut up.
It's true.
It's true. And so...
She's like, be quiet until you have something better to say.
I'm sick of it. I'm so sick of it. Don't listen to the podcast then.
Exactly.
Although the clip was annoying, I will say. The clip was annoying.
I stand by that clip.
But, it doesn't actually bother me. I know that we're talking about it, but isn't this comment in particular, that dude, yes, that was annoying. But this comment in particular doesn't actually bother me because I know that we have lots of wonderful episodes. We have lots of great, intelligent things to say. This one clip is fine, girl. But speaking about this man, you know, the fake Chicanas, it's just
hilarious too.
Just
because
too much.
I need to like course correct for people here. This is what people need to understand. People are always like, oh, you sound like a white girl. You talk like a white girl. We talk like Valley girls, okay? There are white women across this country who do not speak this way. This is not specific to white women. We talk like girls who were raised in the San Gabriel Valley, okay? If you've watched Clueless, they were in the San Fernando Valley. Valley girls, okay? And a lot of girls in the Valley are Asian, are Latinas, are Black. Valley girls talk like this and come in many shapes and sizes and shades. But a random white girl in the middle of Wisconsin is not going to talk this way. So I need you guys to get it right. This is the distinction I need us to have. There are cholas who use like every other word. Okay. Yeah. You can be in the middle of South Central at a bus stop and hear brown and black people speaking with the word like. It depends on who you're talking to, but this is how people talk in Los Angeles and in Southern California. And I need us to get over it.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard to snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I often get asked why I'm such a big fan of wrestling. And it's all thanks to my grandma. Growing up, we would watch matches together, and that bond turned me into a lifelong fan. Hi, I'm Freddie Prinze Jr. And on my podcast, Wrestling with Freddie, we know how important it is to have the right teammate, because things can get pretty tricky quick. So, when things get complicated and you need help, State Farm gives you options. They show you what's possible for ensuring what matters to you. One of the things that matters to me? Sharing memories and revisiting wrestling's greatest moments. And with State Farm's support of the My Cultura Podcast Network, I get to do just that. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Yeah, I think that it will be okay, y'all.
It's gonna be okay. Also, I think of it this way. Human beings have not always spoken in this manner. People in Los Angeles have not always spoken in this manner. Film and television has also outsourced this sort of like Valley Girl accent out to the world.
Right.
You know what I mean? Clueless, Bev Hills, San Fernando Valley, what Calabasas, what have you. Out to the rest of the world. You know what I mean? It gets exported and then other people start to talk like this. I think like there's also something to be said about like this way of talking might not always be here. Mm-hmm. We might move on to some other way of talking. And right. I imagine like my great grandchildren like listening to this podcast and being like, look how great Grammy used to talk. Like she had this weird like Valley Girl accent.
That's what you your great grandchildren are going to sound like. Like old people. That is what they're going to sound like.
I mean, I don't know what they're going to sound like. I'm just taking a wild guess. Well, hopefully my great-grandchildren will eventually get old. So I'm imagining my great-grandchild, but they're an old person. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. I'm dead. That's hilarious.
You want to hear how your ancestors sounded? And it's us. I don't know, like
right? Oh, that's funny. Like it's not anything. You know those like canon like archive sounds of like public speakers, orators, like like literally sermons, beautiful words.
Shakespearean English.
Not even Shakespearean language. I'm thinking of like the civil rights movement and like all
preachers,
yes,
orators.
Orators, you know, yes. In Spanish, English, cross cultures, all of it. And then there's yes. us.
And I don't know, like.
I don't know, like. So then I told him, and then I was like.
And then he was like.
And then she was like.
And then we were like, exactly.
No, but again, rooting this conversation in journalism, y'all, there is this Atlantic article about the evolution of like. And like at one point was used as an association with hesitation. However, mm-hmm. like has now, according to this journalist, the journalist's name is John McWhorter. And this article came out in 2016 in the Atlantic. And they say that like, the use of the word like, has morphed into a modal marker of the human mind at work in conversation. And I love that because I feel that's when I'm using the word like, especially on this podcast. When I'm in conversation and I'm literally saying, so I was like, and he was like, and she was like, absolutely, yes. But I think specifically on this podcast, when I'm using the word like, it's because I'm processing in real time with y'all. And I think a lot of us do that. And so, you know, the journalists are saying that like has evolved and it's here to stay.
Yeah. Can't you see that I'm like evolving the English language?
It's not a signal of being a dumb bitch, y'all. Okay.
Okay.
My mind is at work. It means that my brain is working. Okay.
Like is a sign of intelligence. All right.
Yes.
Good stuff. Well. We're gonna go in. We're like this. We're linguists now.
This is now a linguistic podcast.
This is linguistics, and send this to the Library of Congress.
It's funny too because when people, you know, we'll have people approach us. Hey, we want to play your episode. Oh God! For example, my lovely professor Willa Seidenberg, public radio queen at mm-hmm. USC. She wants to include Locatora Radio in her syllabus for next Obsessed. For spring semester because she's teaching a podcasting class. And so she asked me, what two episodes can I include in the syllabus? And I was like, Mala, like, what do I send her? Like, the nerves, honestly. Because there's right. episodes like this where we're laughing and we're shooting the shit and, you know, yeah. and then we have the more serious episodes. And I'm like, it's range. That's what it's giving. It's giving range. And I'm okay with that. I love that about Locatora. So then when we have these moments where people want to listen and they want to listen to the best one, I'm like, all of them?
Yeah, exactly. They're all the best
ones. They're all the best ones.
Remember that one time? It's because it's like the show, we want it to be entertaining and a fun listen. But then we also get these types of requests and we want to be able to have something of substance.
Yeah. Yeah.
To turn over.
Yeah. I think we do a balance of two. I mean, y'all don't know the inner workings, but usually our process is if we are divulging like really serious information and having an intense community conversation for a couple episodes or one episode, mm-hmm. we intentionally choose the next episode to be a light one because we out. Want you to laugh and we want you to have fun listening and share, you know, mm-hmm. both kinds of episodes and that mm-hmm. we can do both and we can do it all.
Yeah, we want to we like to giggle too. So we like doing the fun episodes too. Also, sometimes it's like things are happening in the world and it's like, wow, we really want to talk about this thing. And then that I feel like as we're doing these weekly episodes, it's like, okay, like we talked about this person. Should we now talk about this person? We discussed this. Should we now balance it with this? Because we don't want the feed and the topics to be lopsided.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there. I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura podcast network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma. Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. We try to do it all as best as we can.
As best as we can.
And we will continue to use the word like.
Oh, yeah, we can't. We literally can't help
we
it.
We literally. Mala can't even hear me saying like in that clip.
You don't
like,
hear it
that's,
anymore.
She can't even hear me saying it.
Oh, my gosh. But we are preserving. This is our dialect. What do you want from me?
Yes. When your great, great grandchildren listen to the audio archive, they will hear.
They'll be like the old language. This is how the elders spoke in olden times.
Using like every other word.
In the olden country.
Oh, man. Scary. What's happening in your future world?
Girl, with the way things are going.
I know. It's giving end of times for real.
It's giving apocalypse.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it.
But at least you can warm your ears by our listening fire every week. You can tune in to a new episode of Locatora Radio. We really just, we want to be like, you know, the meme of the little dog and he's surrounded by flames.
Yes.
Like, this is fine.
That's us.
We want to be the cup of cocoa that you're holding on to.
That's us in the recording studio every week. Like, this is fine. This is fine. Putting out the
it's
content anyway
okay.
for our yeah. listeners, for y'all. Because we love
you.
Because we love you. Yeah. And with that, you know, it's a new year, still season 7. We have some exciting new episodes that we're going to be producing this year. We have a mini series coming out that is going to be all things mental health. That's going to be just living here on the Locatora feed. So we're really excited to bring you that in the next coming weeks. And our usual interviews with artists. We have some really great ones slated for this year. And it's just rounding out to be a really incredible season. 2022 was an incredible year for us. And we're just excited to see where this radiophonic novela goes in 2023. So thank you for rocking with us year after year. If you're an OG listener and if you're a new listener, welcome.
And visit our website, locatoraradio.com, and leave us a message. You can leave us a voice message on SpeakPipe on our website. Tell us about... do you use the word like a lot when you talk? Send us a voice message and let us hear. Are you a pocha? Are you a valley girl? Do people always pick apart the way that you speak? Tell us all about it. I have a feeling there are more out there.
Oh, yes.
I know our listeners use the word like, and I know our listeners are being told that they talk like white girls. I just know it.
Okay, wait, plug. Locas por Libros, last year we read Julissa Arce's memoir, You Sound Like a White Girl. She does unpack this in depth, and so definitely recommend checking out that book. This topic did make me think right now, like, is there a Spanish equivalent to the word like?
Okay, people make fun of the way that, like, Mexico City, like, fresas talk.
Right, right. I'm curious. So let us know, because I'm thinking of my own youths in Spanish, and I can't think of one. Like, I can't think of an equivalent of me incessantly using the same word over and over again.
Like, and then people, like, point it
people
out.
People pointing it out, yeah.
Interesting.
I do have Spanish language trauma, y'all, which we can dive into another episode, but... Yeah, I think language, you know, evolves and we evolve with it, and we got to let it evolve and we got to let it flow and we got to let it be and let people talk how they talk.
Let people speak. Leave people alone.
Yes.
Dear God, have
yes.
we learned nothing?
We've learned nothing.
Nothing from we've learned nothing from anything.
It's sad.
I cry. Well, this has been another episode. Thank you for tuning in. I hope that the way we speak hasn't been too grating for all of you out there. Thank you for making it through.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for rocking with us. In spite of our incessant use of the word like, we appreciate you. Like so much.
Like so much. We love you. Like, till next time. Like,
besitos. Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Femme.
Network. There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
There are a lot of things that matter to me. Family, community, culture, and peace of mind. Hi, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and when balancing life, I have to say nothing brings more comfort than having support. And when it comes to ensuring those things that matter to you the most, State Farm offers the support with an agent available in person or on the phone to discuss your coverage options. Support when you need it, however you choose. That's State Farm's way. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.